Archers for the week 25 to 30 September 2005.
Emma's struggling to keep up appearances.
Took up a couple of extra bags, trailed it along the edge of the plantation. Had to do it all by hand.
Can you pass the glasses?
Oh, come on, love, leave that for now.
No, I'll just make a start. Look, have some more pudding.
Oh, no thanks, I'm stuffed.
Right, okay.
Great pie though, Em. 10 out of 10.
Well, I thought I'd give you a treat. After all, with your, look at me.
You're all right?
Yeah, I'm just clumsy.
You hardly touched your dinner.
I know, I'm not very hungry.
I saw Brian this morning. He told me I can go ahead with the new heaters.
Oh, great.
You sure you're okay, love?
Yeah, has it stopped going on?
Sorry.
No, I'm sorry, I'm tired, that's all. After George last night.
Maybe you'll make up for it this afternoon.
Yeah, maybe. Oh!
Not mine.
No, it's me.
So, are you going to?
It's only Mum.
Don't you want to speak to her?
Not right now. I'll call her back later.
Okay. You ought to get your head down, love, if you get the chance.
Maybe.
Well, thanks for a great dinner.
Oh, that's okay.
You want to be careful, though? I might start getting used to it. Then you'd be in trouble, eh?
You going back out now?
Yeah. Sooner I'm finished, sooner I'll be back. Try and rest if you can, all right? You look ever so stressed.
I will.
Okay, then. I'll try to get off early if I can, so you can put your feet up and I'll take care of you.
Yeah, maybe.
Emma?
Ed.
What's going on, Em? I've been trying to get a hold of you.
I know, but Will was late and he's only just gone.
Oh, Tate, this has been going off my head.
I know. I wanted to call you, but someone always got in the way. First Mum and then Will.
We've got to talk, Emma. I'm going mad here, not knowing what you're thinking.
Look, nothing's changed. I want to be with you. I want us out of here. I want to be in Australia.
Okay then.
It's been awful on my own with Will. I need to see you, Ed.
I know. Look, Oliver's coming. Can you get away this afternoon? We'll meet up.
I've made plenty of lunch, if you've got time for a break.
Not really, Mum.
You sure? I mean, I've even made some pudding, if you fancy it.
No thanks. I'll have to get this done. Blocked drinker. Thanks, though.
Right, well, I'd better go and feed your father before he throws a tantrum. Then I might pop round to see Peggy and Jack.
Oh, yeah?
You could come too, if you like. It's ages since you saw your gran.
I told you, I haven't got time.
Okay, fair enough. Tom, are you sure you won't eat something? I could bring it out for you if you like.
Mum!
It's just that if you're working so hard, you must eat proper meals.
I'm eating fine. I'll have something later at Home Farm, okay?
Yeah, of course. As long as you do.
I'm so flat out these days. Sunday lunch is a luxury I can't afford.
Fair enough.
Maybe if I ever pay off my debt.
Okay, fine. It would just be nice to see more of you, that's all. Don't want Brian working you too hard.
Oh, last week you and Dad were complaining that I'd taken the easy way out, and now you're moaning that I'm too busy. You can't have it both ways.
Yes, well, your dad's busy too.
I know that.
He gets so tired these days.
Look, I'm doing my best. I help him out when I can.
Yes.
And when I am here, all I get is a load of grief about Brian.
All right. I don't want to have a row.
Well, I don't exactly feel welcome. So can you blame me if I'd rather be somewhere else?
There you are.
Oh, is that the tea?
Shall I pour it for you?
Oh, thank you. Oh, dear. I must have dozed off.
I didn't want to disturb you.
It's all right. I want to go and see Hazel before it gets too late anyway.
Actually, I wanted to have a little chat with you about her.
Oh, Peggy, not again.
No, no, I don't want to argue with you.
I've told you. I've made my decision about the power of attorney.
I know you have.
And I'm not going to change my mind. Hazel's offered to share the responsibility, and I think it's very generous of her.
Yes, I understand that. In fact, I think I owe you an apology.
Oh?
I was too hasty. I've been thinking it all over, and I'd like to make a suggestion.
Go on.
Well, this internet business she and Carl are running, I don't know much about it, but it sounds like quite a big investment.
Well, you've got to take risks if you're going to succeed on the internet.
Yes, of course. That's what made me think. Perhaps there's more we could do to help her.
In what way?
I know you've given her a little money already.
Ah, you think I should have given her more?
Well, you've got all those investments sitting in your portfolio. I'm sure she could put some of that capital to good use.
Hmm, yes. Yes, perhaps, but...
Now, let's be honest. It's not much use to us. We've got far more than we need. You could afford to give her quite a substantial sum. And there might be tax advantages, too.
Oh, that's a very kind thought, Peggy. But you really mustn't worry.
Well...
I appreciate that you've misjudged Hazel and that you want to make up.
Well, it's partly
that... But she and I have a very open and honest relationship. She knows if she wants anything from me, she's only got to ask.
God, I've missed you so much.
It feels like it's been forever, doesn't it? Did you get away all right?
Oh, yeah, no problem. Will's back at work, so I just had to get a couple of George's things.
I'm really glad you brought him. God, he's well away, isn't he?
Yeah. He always goes off in the buggy. Best not to wake him, eh?
Yeah, okay.
Oh, we've got too much to sort out. Oh, Ed, when can we leave?
God, I don't know. It's complicated.
No, it isn't. Oh, it's been all I can think about.
Yeah, I know. Me too.
Oh, it's been so awful. Stuck at home, trying to act like nothing's happened.
What about me? You've been there with Will. I was so scared you might have changed your mind.
No. Not now. I could never do that. All I want is to get out of here.
Okay.
Look, I've been thinking... I can maybe borrow enough to pay the fare for me and George.
Em.
So if we book it now, we could go tomorrow.
Emma, Emma, wait. We're going to get away, all right? But we've got to slow down a bit. It's not going to be that easy.
It's quite a responsibility she's taken on. She and Carl don't seem to be earning much from their business.
Aren't they?
Not yet, anyway. And this is the time when they could really do with some help.
I suppose so. Hadn't thought of it like that.
You don't have to wait until she asks. If you offered her some money now, I'm sure it would make such a difference.
You know, Peggy, I think you may be right. It would be a very nice gesture.
And she wouldn't feel she'd had to come begging.
So, how much do you think?
Oh, we needn't decide that now. We could have a look at your investments. Perhaps talk to your accountant.
Yes, yes, we'll do that. I'll make a note to ring him up.
And, Jack, while we're on the subject, there is something else you might consider.
Yes?
I know Hazel's been talking about coming to live over here and run Grey Gables.
Well, nothing's been decided yet, but I do think the idea has a lot of potential, especially if it means she can bring the whole family over.
Yes, that's what made me think... Why don't you leave it to her in your will?
Grey Gables? Leave it all to Hazel?
Why not, if she's going to run it anyway? And it would keep the business in the family.
No, I can't do that.
Jack...
I know you're trying to make amends, but this is going too far. Grey Gables is meant for you. That's what I've always wanted.
But Hazel has her whole life ahead of her. And the place has always meant so much to her. Oh, who can that be?
I don't like this, Peggy. I don't want to talk about it anymore.
But we must, Jack. I really think it's for the best. Pat?
Hello? Sorry, is this a bad time?
Well, no, but...
Actually, to be honest, I was looking for a bit of refuge. I had another difficult conversation with Tom this morning.
Oh.
Oh, no, not a row or
Pat,
anything.
I'm sorry, but... Well, now isn't such a good time, really.
Oh. Oh, sorry, is everything...
Yes, we're fine, but... I would ask you in, but I've been trying to talk to Jack, and... Well...
Oh, yes. Don't worry. It's my fault. I should have called you before I...
Any other time. Tomorrow. You know, you're always welcome.
Okay? Well, I'll leave you in peace. Bye.
Bye. Oh, dear.
So even if you had a visa, we'd both have to work. We'd have to move around every 3 months.
I don't mind that.
And how can you work with George? I've thought it all through. I reckon we're going to have to forget Australia.
So where can we go?
Then there's something else we've forgotten. Has George got a passport?
Oh, why didn't I do it?
Can't go anywhere without one.
I got the forms in case Will took us away.
You never sent them off, no?
No. Oh, why was I so stupid?
Okay, it's not the end of the world.
But that means we can't go for days. Weeks, maybe.
Unless...
What?
Unless we don't go abroad straight away.
No, Ed.
Or we go somewhere in England until we get it sorted, just a few weeks.
No, I want to go as far away as possible. I don't always want to be looking over my shoulder.
Well, that means we're going to have to wait a while. Well, at least until we can get the passport sorted.
Then that's what we'll do. We've got our whole lives. I can cope with a few more days if you can.
Yeah, I suppose. It's just hard, that's all.
So what now?
Okay, well, it's my birthday on Wednesday, so I'll see you then.
What about clubbing?
No, I cancelled that. It's too many complications.
But we need to get on. Start making proper plans. Can I see you tomorrow?
I've got to be at Oliver's tomorrow.
Oh.
I'm sorry, but we need all the money we can get. What about Tuesday? If you can get away...
Yeah, I can.
Well, we can meet up in town, do George's passport. We'll think about our next move.
All right. If I can hold out till then.
You look at me. I love you, Emma. I won't let you down. We're going to be out of here soon. I promise.
Things are looking up for Tom's new business.
A call from our friend Malcolm this morning.
Sorry, who?
Malcolm Warner, our catering butcher.
Oh, yeah. He never told me his first name.
Well, it's good news anyway. Apparently our first batch of sausages were a big hit around the pubs at Borsetshire.
Yeah?
Well, he's had a pretty good response from the outlet, so he's hoping to order more next time.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, and not just for the trial restaurants. He reckons we could supply the whole chain.
Well, that would be brilliant.
It's just the boost we need if it comes off.
If...
Well, Malcolm's pretty confident.
But it's not in the bag yet.
No, not quite. No, he says it'd help if we could get the individual pub managers on side. Maybe let them try the products, offer them a tasting.
You mean visit all the separate pubs?
Yeah, well, that was his suggestion. But I wondered about an on-farm tasting instead, here at the house.
What, fetch them all up here together?
Yeah, that's right. Wine and dine them. Give them the chance to see where the product comes from.
Mm. Well, it's definitely worth thinking about.
Hello!
Hi, Jennifer.
Hey, have you seen what's left of the maize? I can't believe it's all gone so quickly.
Have they finished with the harvester?
Yes, it all looks so bare. That hard work gone in a couple of hours.
Well, as long as it's all been worth it.
So, have you told Tom about the tasting?
Yes, we were just discussing it.
It's a brilliant idea, isn't it? And I'm happy to do the catering, of course.
Right, well... I haven't had time to give it much thought, really.
Well, I've already got a few recipe ideas, Brian, and we can go through them when we get back to the house, if you've got time.
Fine with me.
Well, yeah, sure, OK, then. if you're sure you don't mind.
I think Jenny can handle a lunch for a couple of dozen jolly pub managers, don't you? So we're all agreed?
Yeah, yeah, I'm definitely up for it. Be a great way to soften them up and show them what a brilliant product we've got.
So, when do you want to host it?
Tom?
Well, I can make time whenever. Whenever it's convenient for you, really.
OK. Well, let's aim for next week, shall we?
Sounds good to me. Oh, great. Dad again.
Well, are you going to answer?
No, I know why he's called. He wants me down there to help with the spuds.
Well, if he needs you at home, I'm sure everything here...
No, it's fine. He'll just have to wait.
So nice to see you.
Yeah, I've missed you.
I suppose I should count myself lucky with you playing so hard to get.
Hey, that's not fair.
So when did I last get to see you?
Last night.
Half an hour down the pub. That doesn't count.
Yeah, well.
Now all we get is a quick snog behind the cowshed. Good to know romance isn't dead.
Well, I'm still on for tonight.
Oh, cool. What time?
It depends.
Yeah, the calves, I know. Well, you're the herdsman. You can tell those cows to finish by 7.
You try. Maybe they'd listen to you.
Okay, I know it's hard for you, but...
There's no problem for tonight, anyway. Whatever happens, Ruth's going to cover for me.
Oh, that's good of her.
Yeah, she's a good mate, actually.
Well, can't hurt to have friends in high places.
Exactly. Especially if it means I get to see more of you. Anyway, I'll try and get off straight after milking.
Okay. Oh, if you like, you can pick me up from Bridge Farm.
Yeah?
Spud picking.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't tell you. Is that a problem?
No.
Come on, don't be daft.
What?
You don't have to worry about Tom.
No, I wasn't.
It's history, all right?
I was beginning to wonder if you'd ever get here.
I said I'd come, and here I am. Yeah.
Half an hour late.
So I was busy, all right?
Okay.
There's a good turnout anyway. Plenty of pickers. Beryl and the gang.
We could always use a couple more.
So, do you want me with them or up on the tractor? Dad? Are you okay?
This darn shoulder. It's really stiffened up again.
Is that a problem?
It is on the tractor. When I have to keep turning round to watch the machine.
Yeah?
Real agony. Of course, it doesn't help that we've been so flat out here.
No.
Still, no use complaining. Job's got to be done.
So, do you want me to...
No, you look after the pickers. All that bending, my back's not up to it.
Oh, come on, Dad, it's not that bad, is it?
Oh, I felt the same when I was your age. You think you'll keep on forever till you finally drop. You don't realise how age slowly catches up with you.
Okay.
Milking twice a day, trying to fit all the other jobs in between... With no one here to help.
Come on, that's not fair.
But I don't want to go.
I know what you're doing, and it's not going to work.
Hiya.
Oh, hello, Kirsty. Come to pick a few spuds?
Yep, all ready to go. Hi, Tom.
Hi.
Okay, yep. Let's get on before my shoulder seizes up completely.
Okay. God, dear.
Is your dad having a bad day?
Yeah, for a change. Okay, then. Let's find you some bags.
I think she's upstairs on the computer.
Well, I hate to drag her away, but I do need to see her.
Want a drink?
All right. Only if you're having one, too.
So, let me guess. Just anything to do with Hazel?
No, not at all. More just, like, girl talk, really.
Remember the trouble Hazel caused last time she came over.
Hello.
Oh, hi, Dahlia. I poured one for you.
Oh, thanks. Is he on your website?
No, I've been planning a lunch menu for 24 pub restaurant managers.
Ooh, friends of yours?
Oh, business.
I'm not expecting you to give them a 3-course meal, Jenny.
No, but we've got to make it worth their while if they're going to buy our sausages.
OK, just don't forget who's footing the bill.
I won't.
Right, well, I'll leave you to it.
Oh, Brian, can you give Alan a call? He wants to use the Millennium Wood for the Harvest Festival.
Well, isn't that in the village hall?
Well, that's just the supper. He wants to hold an outdoor service in the morning.
Oh, right.
And the wood's the perfect place. I think it's a lovely idea.
Okay.
Oh, and I wondered if we should donate some pork for the supper.
Oh, did you? Okay, well, I'll call him now.
Well, thanks.
Now, I want to talk about Hazel.
Well, I thought you might.
It's ridiculous. She's driving Mum into the ground. We've got to stop this journey, and I really don't think we've got much time.
Lillian, I've been thinking. I know it's an awful price to pay.
Too right it is. $500,000 and Grey Gables.
But maybe Mum's right.
What?
Well, the longer she stays, the more trouble she'll cause for Jack and for Mum.
Oh, come on.
Well, I don't like it any more than you do. But if Mum thinks that this deal's for the best, then maybe we just have to respect that.
So you're happy to see her walk off with most of Jack's estate?
Well, surely it's worth it to get her out of the way.
Oh.
Besides, it's done now. Mum's made the deal, and there's nothing we can do about it anyway.
Maybe. But maybe not.
Lillian, I really think...
Listen, Hazel's got Mum and Jack right where she wants them. Mum's running round like a madwoman trying to get Jack to release assets and change his will, and all the time he's sitting back thinking Hazel's the bee's knees.
So?
I mean, she must know that she's going to do all right from Jack's will when he goes. Jack could hardly leave her high and dry, would he?
Of course not.
I mean, I know Mum's likely to inherit the lion's share, but let's face it, Jack's got a pretty hefty estate to carve up.
So?
So, why is she in such a hurry to get her grubby little hands on it now?
Well, maybe she's just greedy.
Or maybe. It seems to me that she's taking a pretty big risk to get something that will be coming her way in a few years anyway. It doesn't make sense.
What, so you think she's some kind of crook?
I'd say she's got something to hide.
No. Maybe she's heartless, but I'm sure she's not.
Think about it, Jenny. This internet business she's into, she and her bloke, what's his name?
Carl, I think.
Yeah. Films on the net? I mean, what's it all about?
Well, I'm not really sure.
Me neither, darling. I don't know the first thing about it. No one seems to.
Well, why not ask her?
Oh, do you think she'd give me a straight answer? And that's not the only mystery. We don't know exactly where in the state she lives. I mean, how long she's been there or what she's been doing there for the last 10 years.
Well, does that really matter?
I'd feel a lot happier if we did. So I had a word with Linda.
Linda?
She and Hazel are such bosom pals. And she gave me the name of Carl's business.
Oh?
Yeah. Here, I wrote it down. I thought we might do a little research. There. Oh, that's got to be my last.
You all bagged out?
Okay, so I'm a bit out of practice. Oh, my time's up anyway.
Okay. So, how many is that?
It's been good, though. Quite a good laugh.
Beryl? Yeah, she's hilarious.
Well, it's a nice change for me. Gets me out of the shop.
I guess anything beats being bossed around by my sister.
Me and Helen always get on okay.
Well, maybe it's just me then. Sorry, it's just everyone seems to be having a real go at me at the moment. What a bad person I am, betraying my organic heritage.
Yeah, look, Tom.
Oh, and Dad tried a new angle today, telling me what a poor old man he is. How he spends his life working his fingers to the bone with no one here to help him out.
Well, maybe he's got a point.
Oh, yeah, right. Believe me, it was just emotional blackmail. I mean, why should I stick around after all the things...
Oh, Sam. Hiya.
Yeah, that's my problem, not yours.
All done?
Yep. Ready and waiting. Thanks for coming over.
No problem. All right then, Tom?
Yeah, fine, thanks. And you?
Yeah, I'm good.
So you all finished at Brookfield?
Yep, free man. So I'm all yours.
Great. Shall we?
Kirsty, your pay.
Oh, I'll pick it up later. Or tomorrow.
Okay.
All right. We'll try this one. There.
Website under construction.
Not much help either.
Coming soon. Exciting movie and DVD downloads.
There are plenty of other sites like it.
So we're right back where we started.
Well, not quite. At least we know the business does exist. And as far as we can tell, it's legitimate.
Movie downloads?
Well, you still think there's something fishy about it?
I suppose not. Oh, well, would have been too easy, wouldn't it?
Well, I don't think we're going to find much else on here.
Look, can't we try that search thing again?
Lillian, I think we're wasting our time. Hazel may be a thoroughly nasty piece of work.
Well, that's an understatement.
But at least this way she'll leave Jack alone and go back to the States.
Oh, come off it, Jenny. I know Mum's been very proper and high-minded about all this.
Which is entirely her decision.
But this is Jack's estate. We're talking about an awful lot of pennies here.
Yes, of course. But even after Hazel's got what she wants...
That's not the point. Why should she get it over the rest of the family when she's the only one who doesn't give a toss about Jack?
No, no, I see what you mean.
Besides, if you'd had to get away with this, I mean, do you really think she'll go away nicely and never darken our doors again?
But that's the deal, and she's given her word.
Blackmailers, darling. Trust me, we can't buy her off with this.
So, what do you suggest?
We can't give up, Jenny. Unless we can stop her, she'll be back for more. And if you think she won't, well, you're being as naive as Mum.
Hazel has another surprise in store for Caroline.
Chicken legs are easy. I could do them in a nice barbecue sauce.
Yeah, yeah.
Or maybe there's a Chinese recipe. I'll have to look it up. I could always make a few more quiches. What do you think? Edward?
Yeah, sounds great, Mum.
And I've asked Pat. She's let me off early so I can finish most of the cooking. And I may need to go to the shops.
Look, I'm sorry, but I can't take you. I'm busy.
Oh, right, maybe your father will.
You see my keys?
What, you going out now? What about your dinner?
No, that'll do for me.
But we need to talk about the party.
Relax, Mum. Sounds like you got it all sorted anyway.
No thanks to you.
No, I'm sorry. I really appreciate all your efforts. Just that I've got a lot of other things to sort out.
Well, you can sit down for a minute, can't you? Dashing off here, there and everywhere.
I'm going away soon, remember?
Well, what's the big hurry? You weren't going to Australia this afternoon.
What? The visas and stuff? It all takes time, doesn't it?
Well, all right, but let's get your birthday over with first. Not every day you turn 21. I want to make it special.
Yeah, I know you do.
And lucky someone around here does. You'd ask all them people and they'd have nothing to eat. Oh, there's your keys, look.
Right?
Over on the dresser where you left them.
Oh.
I made it 42 invites so far. And that's not counting William and Emma, if they can come.
What?
Oh, William's been saying he's too busy. He's working late, apparently. Thinks he's got too much on.
Oh.
But don't worry, I've told him he can't be too busy to miss his brother's 21st.
Look, it don't matter. If Will's too busy, maybe Emma can just come on her own.
Edward, you do want him to be there, don't you?
Yeah, if he wants to come.
Of course you do. Now, look, it was one thing you two bickering when you was kids, but now you're both men. It's time you forgot all that nonsense and learnt to get on.
It's not that simple.
It's simple enough to me. I want to have both my boys there together. So please, just for me.
Hello. You going to the pool?
That's the idea. I try and swim once a week. I might shed a few pounds before Christmas.
It's usually quiet around lunch.
Yes, but I think she is in the pool now. Hazel. She went down there about half an hour ago.
Give me a few sharks any day, darling.
I just thought I'd better warn you.
So, tell me, how's she been these last few days? Been giving you any trouble?
She stayed holed up in her suite most of the time. I can't say I've seen a lot of her.
The less, the better.
Although she usually comes to me once a day with a list of things she wants. The lady of the manor giving her orders to the housekeeper.
So business as usual?
Pretty much, yes.
Well, if she's a lady, then I'm...
Oh, look out.
Oh. Caroline.
Hello.
Enjoy your swim.
Caroline, I'll have lunch in my suite again today. Can you tell Roy to come and see me?
Roy?
There's something wrong with my phone. I'm having trouble getting an outside line.
I could send someone up for maintenance.
If I ask for Roy, then it's Roy I want.
All right. Hazel?
Yes?
There was a message for you. Mr. Simpson from Borsetshire Estates.
Oh. What did he want?
He says he's in the area this afternoon. And would you mind if he brought forward his appointment?
Right.
Would you want me to call him back and...
No, I'll do it. As soon as Roy can fix my phone.
Yes.
Tell him to be quick about it. I want to ring Carl this afternoon.
All right.
So, is this business or pleasure, darling?
What?
Your phone call. Don't you and Carl run this, internet film business together?
Yes. Why?
Well, I can't even work my DVD player. But to do all this high-tech stuff, you must need a degree in computer science.
Not necessarily. Besides, we pay people to do most of the technical stuff.
Still, it'd be completely beyond me. So, how did you learn? Did you just pick it up as you went along?
It would take too long to explain. And, like you said, I don't suppose you'd understand.
No problems. I told Will I was going to the shops.
Where's George?
I left him at my nan's.
Oh.
Oh, he'll be fine. She loves having him.
Yeah, it would have just been nice to see him, that's all. I've missed out on enough already, haven't I?
I know, but... Well, we got so much to do and I'll have to be back by four.
Yeah, I suppose you're right.
Ed, it's not long now and then we'll all be together and you can see George every day.
We still don't know where, though.
Oh, I've been on the net and there are so many cheap flights, we could go anywhere.
Yeah, as long as we plan it properly and make sure I can work while we're out there.
Maybe we can check out some travel agents.
Yeah, all right.
Oh, Ed, I still can't quite believe it. It's all like a dream.
I know. Look, we better get on.
Okay, I'll meet you back here in, what, say half an hour?
Yeah, it's great.
Oh, I'll give you a call.
Emma, you know my party? Mum says that Will might not be coming.
It's the usual. Any excuse?
Yeah, but you're going to be there, aren't you? And you can't miss my 21st.
Don't worry. I'll be there. I wouldn't miss it for anything.
Even worse than I thought, darling. It just about finished me off. Needed a couple of G&Ts to pick me up.
I hope the pool wasn't too crowded.
No, hardly so. Oh, hello. What's she up to now?
Hazel, you tell me.
Who's the suit with the clipboard?
Mr. Simpson.
Oh. Was he the one who...
I left the message, yeah.
Looks to me as if he's giving the place the once-over.
Yes. They've been all round the upstairs. Now they're starting down here.
Cheek. Jack's not even agreed to her running the place and she's already planning renovations.
I don't think so, Lillian. I know the firm he works for. It's the biggest commercial estate agent in the county.
Strange?
I don't think it's strange at all. It's obvious. She's having the place valued.
Of course.
We've all been so worried about her staying on and running Grey Gables. Perhaps we were wrong. Perhaps that isn't her plan at all.
So, what...
Well, for all we know, as soon as she's got her hands on the place, she'll sell it up and take the money.
I forgot I took some money out for Will's birthday.
Yeah.
So I haven't got much left.
Well, if you add it to what I've got.
Well, it won't keep us for long, though, will it?
Yeah, pick the right day. We can fly to Spain for a fiver.
Spain?
Oh, wherever. We'll get by for a few weeks. I'll find a job.
You think so?
Yeah, they all speak English. Ain't gonna starve.
Yeah. Oh, I know it'll be okay. I'll try and stop worrying.
What about George's passport?
I took the form into the post office and they checked it through, said it was all right.
How long's it gonna take?
2 weeks.
Okay.
Does
Will know about the passport?
Yeah, I told him George needs one anyway, but he doesn't think there's any hurry.
No.
Anyway, he's got a much bigger shock coming.
Yeah.
I'll have to tell him. I can't let him go on thinking George is his baby. But it's going to kill him.
Oh, God. So, when are you going to tell him?
I don't know. Not till the last minute. Not till we're ready.
Oh, no.
What?
It's Mum. She's coming up the escalator. Oh, Dad must have brought her in. It's all right. She hasn't seen us. If you go now...
But what?
I'll see you tomorrow at the party, all right?
Oh, okay. Bye. I love you.
Valued? Caroline's sure, and I've got a nasty feeling she's right.
Well, I suppose it's no great surprise. I expect she wants to know exactly how much her inheritance is worth.
Well, yes, but I...
It doesn't matter to me. So long as Jack doesn't find out.
Mum, I know you're trying to protect him.
No, Lillian. When Hazel does go, that's going to upset him quite enough. I don't want anything to make it worse.
Of course, I do understand.
You needn't think it's easy for me. I've never lied to Jack before.
I can't tell you how I hate myself for being so deceitful.
Oh, Mum.
Playing Hazel's game. Trying to persuade him that she deserves to get what she wants.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to make it worse.
I'm only doing it because I'm sure it's going to save Jack from an even worse heartache.
I know, that's what we all want. But if there was another way...
Lillian, we've been through this over and over.
Yes, Mum, I know. But it could be Hazel's gone a step too far.
How do you mean?
Well, by bringing in an agent to value Grey Gables.
I don't see how that changes anything.
Well, if Jack was to find out something...
Lillian!
I really think we should consider it, Mum. Doesn't he have a right to know what his daughter's getting up to behind his back?
Not if all it does is upset him for no good reason.
But you said yourself, once she's gone, he's going to be upset anyway, whatever we do.
No, Lillian. I'm not going to tell him. I really don't see how it's going to do any good at all.
All right, Mum.
For now, I've got to concentrate on persuading him to change his will. That's going to be hard enough.
Edward? Edward!
Oh, Mum, are you?
What are you doing here?
You
told me you couldn't bring me in. I'm getting the party food, remember?
Yeah, well, Jazz rang. He asked me to meet him here.
Well, it's lucky I found you. Are you in a hurry?
Oh, not really.
Oh, good. Because I decided I ain't got no time to make no more quiches.
Yeah?
So you can come with me and help me choose some pizzas.
Yeah, all right.
Good. Gives me a chance to spend a bit of time on my own with you too, doesn't it? Before you head off on your adventures.
Have you discussed our plan with Dad?
Yes, we've talked it through.
And what did he say?
He's considering it. I'm trying to get him to talk to his accountant.
Soon, I hope.
That's not up to me, it's up to Jack.
I'm sure you'll do your best to hurry him up.
There's only so much I can do, Hazel. I can't rush him any more than I already am.
I know, Peggy. Look, perhaps we should forget the whole thing. And I'll talk to Dad instead. See if we shouldn't stick with the whole power of attorney plan after all.
There'll be no need for that.
Peggy, hello.
Ah, Caroline.
Well, make sure you keep me up to date, won't you?
Yes, I will.
So, what was all that about?
Oh, nothing important. I really came to see you.
Oh, I'm very glad you did. Do you know who she had up here this afternoon?
Yes, yes, I do. Lillian's already told me.
And does Jack know too?
No. And I want to make quite sure he doesn't find out.
But surely this is a chance...
I mean it. I don't want Jack to hear about it. It's very important.
But Peggy, if she's been telling him she wants to stay here and manage the place...
Never mind about that.
When she just wants to sell up, it means she's been lying through her teeth.
Caroline, please, I don't want Jack hurt. Just do as I ask. I don't want him to know.
It's Ed's 21st birthday, but is Will going to the party?
So you've decided, have you? You're going whatever.
It's his 21st. One of us ought to be there, for your mum's sake, if nothing else. She'll be disappointed otherwise.
So what am I going to do?
You told her, and she knows it's difficult for you. She'll understand.
She's not going to like it, though.
Look, either you're too busy or you're not. You ought to make up your mind.
What about George?
That's all sorted. I'm leaving him with Mum and Dad for the night. We can pick him up in the morning. Well, it's a chance for a night out. You know how much I've missed socialising.
Well, I can't go with you anyway. Not if you're going now. I've still got work to do. Maybe we could go later.
No! I don't want to miss the start.
Yeah, but...
Look, seriously, Will. Don't come if you're tired.
Oh, I won't be tired. Don't have to stay late anyway, do we?
Oh, careful with them dishes, Jack.
Yeah, well, don't worry, I've got them.
That's it, just put them there, by the cutlery.
All it dips.
Over here. Oh, have you got the nibbles, too?
Oh, I can only carry so much up those blooming stairs.
But there's still more to come.
So don't waste time complaining.
Yeah, help me put out these.
Where's our Edward? Why isn't he doing this?
It's his birthday.
Oh, we can't leave us to do it all.
Oh, he'll be along when he's ready. He's got so much to do before he goes away.
So it's still on, then?
What?
Australia.
Well, of course it is.
He's not said much to me about it, not lately.
Me neither.
That's because you've hardly seen him.
Yeah, maybe he's changed his mind. He ain't going after all.
Joe.
Oh, yeah, all right, ain't none of my business, ain't
it? Oh, yeah. How's it going? Oh.
Here he is at last.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Anything I can do?
Ed! Oh, don't you look handsome.
Yeah, he scrubs up well, doesn't he, eh?
Well, I thought I'd make the effort, you know.
Very sharp. Move over, David Beckham.
Susan, all very dapper.
Yeah, I can't help it, can I? It's in the jeans.
Yes, my boy.
How's it going, Mum?
Oh, not so bad. We're almost ready.
A bit of help would be appreciated.
Yeah, OK.
Oh, and we had a call from William. He's still got some work to do.
Yeah?
So Emma's coming on her own and he's going to join us later. So that's nice, isn't it? The whole family together.
Yeah, brilliant.
You don't need a phone anyway.
I do.
I've got mine. If we don't get to this party soon...
OK, I've got it.
If there's a problem with the kids, Mum can deal with it.
It's not for Jill. I told Sam I'd leave it on. He's got two heifers started. He's not happy about one of them.
Oh, that sounds ominous.
Oh, good. I'm not the only one who's late.
Hi, Emma.
No, you're bang on time.
Yeah, sounds like it's only just taking off.
No, Will. Oh, he's coming later. But when I dropped George at Mum's, he was sick on my shoes.
Oh. Nice one, George.
Just look at him, eh? Real Grundy. Real chip off the old block.
Okay, Dad.
True, ain't it, love?
He's much better looking than you ever was.
Oh, you'd have to go on.
Oh, I just wish you and the grown-ups had found.
Yeah, well, I can't help
you
that.
You were such a lovely little boy. You was hardly no trouble at all.
I soon made up for that, though, didn't I?
Don't say that.
Hey, you've had your troubles. Well, that's all been behind us, Ned.
Yes.
We're very proud of you, son. Of course we are. You and your brother.
Oh, Edward. Oh, I'm going to miss you so much when you go.
I'm going to miss you too. Really.
Oh.
But you'll be back again, eh? Hey, come on. Let's get you another.
Yeah, later, Dad. I'm going to have a word with Jazzer.
Oh, okay.
Oh, well.
Come on, love. No use getting upset about it.
No, you're right. I know it's probably for the best. But he'll always be my little boy, won't he?
Happy birthday.
God, I'm so glad you made it.
How's it going?
I've had better birthdays. Mum and Dad, you know, proud parents. I feel awful.
Well, I'm here now. You're not on your own anymore.
Yeah. Just the two of us, eh? And off the village.
Not exactly private.
I could talk, though. Why not? You are my sister-in-law.
Ed.
Never mind. Think about the future. We're going to be out of here soon. We can be ourselves.
Don't think about nothing else. All this waiting. So hard. I don't think...
The birthday boy.
Oh.
Hi. Happy birthday.
Thanks.
I hope you make the most of all this while you can.
What? How do you mean?
This trip to Australia. I take it you're still going.
I'll be off in the next few weeks.
Well, Ambridge will be a quieter place without you. We'll miss you, won't we, Emma?
And that Linda Snell carrying on like she owes a blinking parrot.
Parakeet?
Eh?
But it was a parakeet.
I don't matter which, it don't belong to her.
So is it still around?
Oh, in the country park. I seen it just the other day up in the tree.
Hey, Joe, what about that grandson of yours?
That's where you've been, eh? You chatting him up, eh?
Taking me chance while he's still single.
Well, let's be quick.
Why, is there someone else in the queue?
Oh, where are we going soon? Off to Australia.
Yeah, I know, we've just been talking about it.
So is that still the plan?
As far as I know. Unless somebody can talk him out of it.
You don't sound too happy about it, Joe.
Well, I told him, why go all that way when there's plenty of work for him here? For his family, where he belongs. But he ain't gonna listen to me.
Hey, Emma.
Hello.
I'm sorry. As soon as I get away, someone else grabs me.
Yeah.
I've been trying to get away from Jazz. He keeps asking me if I'm on downers.
What? You think he knows?
Nah, he ain't got a clue. It's hard, though. Like, it's your birthday, yippee. Let's all get hammered.
not what I want to do, really.
Not much help, am I?
No, you're doing great. It's just good to have you near me.
There's so much we need to talk about, though. I know.
Here, who wants a chicken leg?
Not for me.
No talk, Grandad.
Ah, so what are you up to then, sat here in the corner, eh?
No,
just taking a rest.
Hey, where's that husband of yours?
I'll be here soon.
Well, I hope you've been trying to talk some sense into your brother-in-law.
What?
Oh, what's this nonsense about going to Australia?
Oh,
Grandad. You tell him. He's a grown man now. Time he stopped all this running around. Time he settled down.
Only 21.
Look what his brother's done. Find yourself a nice pretty girl to look after you when you're old.
All right, now, move aside, make way. Edward, where's the birthday boy got to?
Yeah, what's all this then, eh?
Oh, they're bringing the cake.
Oh, come on then, Edward, you got to blow out the candle.
Yeah.
You better go.
Look, when this is all over, I'll meet you outside and we can have a talk.
Okay, where?
Somewhere quiet, down by the bridge, all right?
Okay, yeah.
Here he is, the man of the moment.
Yeah, I'm coming.
All right then, everybody.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Ed?
No, I'm here.
Oh.
Some party, eh?
No. Hey, I got something for you. A little present.
Yeah?
Oh, it's nothing really. I know we're saving money. It's just something from me and George.
Oh, wow, Emma. Oh, God, it's perfect.
It was only a few weeks old when that was taken. You really liked it, do you remember?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, it's too dark here. You can't see it properly. But I think he's already starting to look like you. Do you see?
Oh, it's great. Oh, it's brilliant. You've had it framed.
Yeah, yesterday in town.
Thank you. It's great. That's the best present I've ever had. Oh, we've got to go. People will start to wonder where I am.
Ed, I don't think I can face going back in. Not if Will's going to be there.
Everything's going to be all right. Come on, relax. Take a few breaths.
It's just that I thought we'd be gone by now, but I'm still at home with him and me and George. It's just so hard.
Yeah, I know.
But how much longer can we hang on? This party's a nightmare lying to everyone. No time to ourselves.
We're going to sort it out, I promise.
I can't do it, Ed. I can't go on like this, pretending all the time. It's too much.
William, you made it.
Yeah, sorry I'm late.
Never mind, son. You're here. That's the main thing.
Yeah. Where's Emma?
Come on, you got some catching up to do. Let's get you a drink.
A good-hearted, sensible girl who'd give him a half an hour. But then he wouldn't have to go running off round the world.
David?
Oh.
Sorry to interrupt.
No.
I've had a call from Sam.
Oh, right. Oh, sorry, Joe.
Yeah, that's right away. I'll go get myself a little pint.
Okay.
It's one of the heifers. He thinks she'll need some help.
Can't he deal with it?
He says it might need the vet.
Oh, great.
One of us should go and check it out.
Okay, I'll get down there.
No, you stay. I'll go.
Are you sure?
Yeah. And then you owe me one.
Oh, thanks, love. Yeah. You're a real hero.
Oh, William, I'm so glad you came. Now I've got both my boys together.
Yeah.
Have you found Edward to wish him happy birthday?
Oh, I'm still looking for Emma. Have you seen her?
Oh, I think she popped out a minute ago. Maybe she's gone for some fresh air.
Okay.
She'll be back in a minute. Why don't you go and get
her? Yeah, later. I'll see if I can find her.
I've been thinking. Maybe we don't have to go abroad, not straight away. The important thing is being together.
Yeah? Where do you want to go?
I don't know. Hotel, bed and breakfast, rent a caravan, I don't care.
Are you sure? I just want you to be happy.
So long as it's you and me and George, that's all I want. I don't care about the rest.
Okay, then.
So?
Well, yeah, we were stopping us. Let's do it.
You really mean it? You're not just saying
it? I made it to the party. There's nothing to keep me here now. Let's go.
So when? Now, tonight?
As soon as we can get our stuff together.
Okay.
If I go home now, Will goes off to work about 6. I can pack then, and if you come and pick me up...
What, 8 o'clock, eh?
Ed, it's finally happening, isn't it? Oh, I love you so much.
Emma?
Oh, no.
Emma? Ed, what is this? Emma, what the hell's going on? Well, you're going to answer me?
Well, no, it's not like it seems.
What? I saw you. I saw what you were doing.
Emma, he knows. It's over.
What's over? For God's sake.
No, just take it easy, all right?
Take it easy? You're telling me to take it easy?
Will! No, I'm sorry.
But he's got to know, Em. I'm sorry, Will. Me and Emma...
I didn't ask you.
No, we're together.
Shut up! Emma?
Will, please, just try and understand.
Understand what?
I didn't mean to hurt you. You had to know sooner or later.
She's leaving you.
No.
We're leaving. Together tonight.
Emma?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't know what else to say.
No. No, you're wrong. She's going nowhere.
Please, just listen.
No, no, you listen.
Well, it wasn't working anyway.
Go home, Emma. Get home now and stay there.
No, no, I can't.
Do it.
Well, please.
I mean it.
No. Don't. It's not going to solve
anything. Go.
No, I don't want to leave you.
Just go. Go home.
What about us?
No, everything's the same. Look, I'll be fine.
Okay. Well, I'm so sorry.
Just get this over with, you?
You bastard! You filthy, evil bastard! You're not doing this! You understand? You're not taking her!
No good, it's too late!
She's not going! She don't love you! She don't know what she's saying!
She does, Will!
She's mine, Ed! She's my wife! We've got a kid, for God's sake! You just can't bear to lose, can you? She chose me! I'm the one she married! You still can't face
no.
it.
Oh,
now you want to try and ruin it?
I never asked for this.
Well,
I didn't ask her to love me.
She don't. It's a lie.
It's the truth. She loves me. She's leaving you and you can't stop us.
Oh, I can't? You think I don't have the guts? That you're so tough? You think I'll just take it? Well, you don't do that to me. No one does. Come on. What's the matter? Hey, you hate me so much.
No. I'm not going to fight you, Will.
You want it? Okay. Get up! Get up and fight back!
Do what you want. It's not going to make a difference.
What's the matter with you? Why don't you fight back?
You lost her.
No.
I'm sorry.
She can't.
I'm sorry.
You can't. Please, Ed. Don't do this to me. Please.
It's been 3 hours now. She's not happy.
Could you feel anything?
It's another big calf. Real whopper. And it's hardly moved.
So she's going to need a hand.
Sorry, Ruth. Too big for me. She might even need a caesarean.
Okay, if you're sure.
No, we can't risk it.
No.
We don't want to lose a nice young heifer.
I'd better get Steve.
If he's available. Depends who's on the call.
Oh, they always pick the worst time, don't they?
Well, I did wonder. Last autumn when I saw that bull, I thought we might be in for trouble.
You think we could have prevented this?
Well, he was on the big side to be running with those heifers. Big bulls can mean big calves.
I know.
I did say that to David, but...
What did he say?
Not much. Don't think he saw it as a problem.
Well, too late now anyway.
Yeah. Well, might just be bad luck, I suppose.
Maybe I should give David a call now.
If you like.
Well, I suppose there's no point, really.
No. It's all a bit late now.
Let him stay. At least one of us can enjoy the party.
Hey!
What's going on?
I'm sorry, there's no point in me staying.
But not now, not yet.
Please, it's better this way.
Wait, you can't just walk out like this. It's all wrong.
I've got to, as soon as I pack my things.
No, don't go, not yet. We've got to talk.
No, it's too late.
Look, Em, please, just stop and talk to me. We can sort this out.
No, Will.
Please, you owe me that.
But there's no point.
But I don't understand. What have I done?
You haven't done anything. It's not you. It's just...
Is it me work? Because we never had enough time.
No.
I know it's been hard. I've not been fair on you.
It's not that.
But I can change. I can sort it. I'll do less hours. I'll ask Brian for an assistant.
No, it's no good.
We can have that holiday. Go wherever you want.
No, it's too late for all that. Just please, try and understand.
I'll give up my job if you want. I'll do anything.
Oh, Will, please.
You just tell me.
Please. Just stop this. You're only making it worse.
But I love you.
I know you do.
I'd do anything. You've got to give me another chance.
I can't. Just don't do it, Will.
Look, I know you've made a mistake with Ed. That's all it is. A mistake. I don't care. You don't have to go.
Yes, I do. You got to understand, I love him.
You'll get over it. We can forget
him. I don't want to forget him. I love him and I'm sorry, but I always have.
How can you say that?
Because it's true. And you've always known, haven't you? That's why you hate him so much.
All those times you told me you love me, were they just lies? Didn't they mean nothing at all?
Yes. No, I don't know. I just can't explain.
If you don't love me, why did you marry me? You loved me then. I know you did.
Things happen. They change.
Nothing's changed. We made promises. Planned our whole life together.
It was a mistake. I don't want to hurt you, but it's the truth. I'm the wrong person for you.
No, no, you're not.
I'm no good for you. You need to find someone else.
I don't want anyone else. You're all I want. You're everything to me.
I've got to get out of here.
You can't just walk away. This is our home. This is us. This is you, me and George.
Oh, God. There's blood on you.
What?
There's blood on your shirt. Where's Ed? What have you done?
Why can't you just forget him for one second?
Where is he, Will?
Oh, he had it coming.
What?
He's got nothing he didn't ask for.
Well, how bad have you hurt him?
What about me?
Listen to me. You've got to understand, I'm leaving. I'm going with Edda and I'm taking George with me.
Hello? You still up?
I'm making some cocoa.
Oh, poor old thing. I kept waiting, you know. I kept hoping you'd come back to the party.
Oh, yeah, I bet you really missed me.
We did. We all missed you. Everyone kept asking where you were.
Okay.
So what happened? What about this cough?
He just missed Steve. We had to call him in.
Oh, so what?
It was a really big cough. Even Steve couldn't shift it. She had to have a cesarean.
Oh.
He did a good job, though, and they're both fine.
Oh, well, that's good, I suppose.
A bull calf.
Right. Caesarean, what's that? 300 quid, isn't it?
We didn't have much choice. We could have lost them both.
Yeah.
And as you weren't there...
No, I'm sure you and Sam made the right decision.
Well, be prepared. I think you may be in for one of Sam's little lectures.
Oh?
For running such a big bull with the heifers.
Oh, come on, he can't blame me for this.
Well, he might have a point. We've had a few big calves. That last one, remember?
Yeah, well, maybe, but that can happen in the best of years.
Yeah, but big bulls can mean big calves, and that can mean infection, sterility... Oh,
sounds like you've already had the full lecture, plus notes and tutorial.
Okay, just don't say I didn't warn you.
Yeah. Trouble with Sam, though. He's a nasty habit of being right.
Funny, that. Maybe that's why we hired him.
Yeah, but sometimes I wonder who's really boss around here.
Oh, don't be so...
All right. Be a good boy and eat my humble pie.
Do you want some of this to go with it?
No, not for me, thank you.
That sounds like you're pretty well lubricated anyway.
Me? No!
Yeah, right. So, how was the rest of the party?
Oh, I didn't miss much.
Well, it was okay. Everyone seemed to be having a good time.
That's nice.
Yeah, in fact, it was such a good time. It was nearly over when we noticed that Ed wasn't there.
Really? So where did he disappear to?
I don't know. He must have staggered off somewhere. No one seemed too bothered, right?
Typical Ed, I suppose.
Yeah, it was actually getting quite lively by then. You know, Jazza and the Dross crowd were messing around on the stage.
That sounds like a great party. Mm. Shame I missed it.
Please, don't go now. Go in the morning.
Emma, are you all right?
Stay there, I'm coming.
Emma, you can't. You and George, you're all I've got. He needs me. He's my son.
No, Will.
I'm his dad. It's not fair on him.
You've got to know this. Just try and understand.
What?
George isn't your baby. He's Ed's.
No. No, that's...
Please. You've got to believe me. You're not his dad. Sorry, it's the truth.
No.
You see? Now do you understand? That's why I can't stay here with you. I'm going with Ed. I'm so sorry, Will.
Emma. Emma.
What?
I'm sorry to wake you, but, well...
Will is here.
Oh, no, it's okay. There's been no sign of him.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I've been awake all night. No one's come up here.
What time is it?
Quarter to eight.
Mum's expecting me to get George.
Yeah, I know. That's why I woke you.
Okay. If I give it 5 minutes, then she'll be just about leaving for work.
Isn't she going to wonder about...
Well, I'll have to put my coat over my dress. If she's in a hurry, she may not notice.
Okay.
Oh, my back.
Sorry. Yeah, at least you got a bit of sleep, eh?
Ed, your poor face.
It's okay. It's not as bad as it looks.
But we'll have to do something.
I'll be all right.
No, I'll get rid of Mum. Then you can come in and clean yourself up.
You think it'll be okay?
Yeah, just stay here till you see her go down the road.
Okay. Are you sure you're all right?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm fine.
Mum!
Oh, you're up early.
Mum, is Jack around?
He's still in bed.
Good. We need to talk.
Really?
It's about Hazel.
Oh, Lillian.
Look, I've got some information that I really think could help.
Lillian, I'm really not sure I can go through it all again.
Oh, but, Mum, just give me 1 minute.
No. I finally persuaded Jack to make an appointment to see his accountant. And to be quite honest, I haven't got the energy to talk about it anymore.
Well, at least wait till you've heard me out. This could be your chance to settle her once and for all. Isn't that worth listening to?
All right, but keep your voice down. I don't want Jack upset.
All right. Look, I've spent half the night on the phone to California.
So?
So, you know Jenny and I did some research on the internet company. Well, when we looked up Hazel and Carl's firm online...
Yes, and Jennifer said you didn't find anything. I really don't see how that helps us.
No, we drew a blank that time, but then I remember Jeff Ward.
Who?
You remember? Guernsey. Jeff and Robin from the club.
I really have no idea.
Well, look, the point is, Mum, just before I left Guernsey, Jeff moved to Santa Barbara to start up an internet business.
So is that who you were on the phone to last night?
Yeah. I'd called him a few days ago and told him the problem. And he called me back last night and he gave me the address and phone number of Carl's business.
So, what have you found out?
Enough to get her off our backs, Mum. I know exactly what Hazel's been hiding.
Oh, yes, all right. Here's your mummy. Oh,
come on then, darling.
Oh, just in time. I thought you'd forgotten.
No.
Oh, we've had some fun. Me trying to change and dress him and have me breakfast.
Sorry.
Oh, well, if I go straight off now, I should be all right.
I just had to wait for Will to bring me over.
Oh, didn't he hear the car?
No, he dropped me down the lane.
Well, I can't run you back. I'll be late for work.
That's okay. He'll pick me up later.
Right. Oh, look, there's Georgie's drink and his spare baby grow. Oh,
thanks, Mum.
Whatever this is, it had better be important.
Yes, I'm afraid it is.
Is that coffee still hot?
Oh, dear. Empty, I'm afraid. Would you like some fresh, Mum? Sure Hazel could call room service.
No, I think I can manage without.
Look, I've got a busy day. Perhaps we could get to the point?
You remember I was so interested in this internet business you run with... What's the name of your husband?
With Carl.
Oh, yes. Carl. So Jenny and I looked it up on the net.
We're still working on the website.
Yes, so we found out. But I'll admit I was impressed. Movie downloads at the touch of a button. You lead such a glamorous life compared to us poor older stay-at-homes.
Well, that's what you came to tell me.
No, no, wait. She's not finished yet. I was so intrigued that I wanted to find out more. So I called an old chum of mine in Santa Barbara. He's in the internet business too.
Along with most of California.
Well, he's got all the right connections. And bless him, you'll never guess what. He came up with a phone number of Carl's office. But when I called the number, his wife answered the phone.
I'm sorry, I don't quite understand.
What exactly don't you understand?
There must be some mistake. You must have got the wrong number.
The wrong number? Well, here it is. It's very late over there, but I'm sure someone will answer if we call it now. Or perhaps we could ask Jack to call it this evening.
He won't believe you.
Too late, darling. We all know your little secret. Whoever this Carl is, you were never married to him. Those aren't even your stepchildren. It was all just a lie you used to get money out of Jack. Well, surely you're not going to deny it.
So what? Carl and I are just friends.
Nice try, darling.
It happens to be true.
A friend you went out with a few times. A friend you've not seen for the last 2 years. And who's happily married to another woman.
And do you think Dad'll understand all this? With his mind the way it is? Barely knows what day it is.
Oh, no. He understands perfectly well. You lied to him. You gave him that photo. He was so proud of it. How do you think he feels now he's found out the truth?
Keep still.
What is that stuff?
Antiseptic. There. That's the best I can do.
How do I look?
Better. Can't do nothing about that black eye, though.
Well, thanks anyway.
Just so glad it weren't a lot worse.
I reckon I probably deserved it.
No. No one deserves that.
No, let's forget about it, eh?
Okay. I'll put this away. Don't forget your tea.
And what about George?
He's quite happy there.
Hey. You don't want to sit round, do you? Come on. No.
Leave it. It'll be for Mum or Dad.
So, Georgie... What are we going to do now, eh?
We'll have to find a hotel or a B&B.
Somewhere cheap.
There's that place as you're going to Hollerton. You know, the old mill.
Oh, yeah, I know it.
It'll do for tonight. I think they're quite reasonable.
OK, then.
Hello.
Oh.
Neil. Susan. It's Will. I'm still at home. Is George still with you?
Emma.
I'll have to tell him.
I wasn't sure when Emma was coming round.
Will? Will, it's me.
Emma, were you still there?
Yeah.
Oh, I knew it. I knew you wouldn't go.
Look, Will, George is all right. I've got him.
So, are you going to bring him home?
No, I told you.
Emma.
Ed's here with me. We're going.
Emma, no.
I'm sorry, we are, and we're taking George.
Emma, please.
Goodbye, Will.
Well done. You're right. He had to know that.
God, Ed. What if he comes round?
You think he will?
He's bound to try and get George. Oh, come on.
We better wipe that message first.
Be quick. We've got to get out of here.
Better face up to it, darling. The game's up.
So now you know. What exactly are you going to do about it?
Well, for a start, you can forget all about our arrangement. You won't get a penny more out of Jack. And you won't get Grey Gables either.
So, you get what you wanted all along, Peggy. You only care about keeping Dad's money for yourself.
Oh, that's rich. I am prepared to make you another offer. Do you want to hear it?
All right. I'm listening.
If you're willing to be reasonable and to leave as soon as you can, I'll give you this to take with you.
What?
I've made you out a cheque. It's my own money.
Oh, Ma.
From my own account. It's far less than you wanted from Jack, but it's all I can afford. Well?
I don't seem to have much choice, do I?
All right, George, all right. Here she comes.
No good, I'm afraid.
So?
She says they're full up too.
That's what you believe her?
Oh, I don't know. I could see her looking in the car.
Yeah.
Oh, that rain. I'm soaked. Never mind, we'll just have to try another one.
Shh.
All right, Puppet. We'll find somewhere soon.
What if we don't? It's not just George. There's me looking like I've had a run-in with a brick wall.
If we can't find a B&B, we'll have to go to a hotel.
Emma, we've got to be realistic here. And George is cold and hungry. He needs a change. We can't go wasting our money on hotels. We've got to keep it when we go abroad.
So what else can we do?
Okay, well, how about this? I'll go to Jazzer's and you take George back to your mum's.
Ed, no.
Just for a few nights.
No, we've got to stay together.
Just for a few nights. So we've had time to sort things out.
I can't go back to mum's.
She's not going to turn you out.
But what if... We don't know what Will's told her.
Well, she's going to find out soon, whatever happens.
Darling.
Emma, I don't want us to be a pup. It's not going to be for long. We've got to do what's best for George.
That look on her face, enough to curdle cream. It's cheered me up all day.
I'm just so glad to be rid of her.
And it won't cost Jack a penny. I think this calls for a small celebration.
Not for me, thanks.
Oh, just a sherry. Come on, it's nearly six.
No, really.
Oh, well, if you're sure.
Though I am so grateful to you, Lillian. You can't believe how relieved I am.
It's my pleasure, Mum. Now, you didn't come over just to tell me that.
I know I've said this already, but it is terribly important that Jack doesn't find out the truth.
Mum, you have my solemn promise. He won't find out from me.
Yes. Thank you, Lillian. I don't know what I'd have done without you.
Oh, come on. Stop worrying. We've won! She won't be swindling Jack again.
No.
And she'll soon be back on that plane to the States and you can forget all about her. You and Jack will be left in peace.
Yes, you're right. Perhaps I will have that sherry.
Emma? Is that you?
Oh, hello. Have you two been here all day?
No. No, I've just got in.
Emma?
You still...
You haven't changed from last night.
No. So you've not spoken to Will?
Not today, no. Emma, what is it? What's happened?
Mum.
Oh, tell me, what's the matter?
I've left him. I've left Will.
What? Left him?
I mean, for good. Not going back, ever.
Oh, Emma.
It's all over, Mum. I can't go home. I need a place to stay.
The Archers was written by Simon Frith and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Birmingham studios by Julie Beckett, and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.